Welcome to Jean and Mike do the New York Times crossword.
Hi, I'm Jean.
And I'm Mike. And today we're doing the crossword for Thursday, May 11th, 2023. So on this day, three removed from Mother's Day.
Yes.
Did you do the crossword?
I did do the crossword.
And was it a Mother's Day present to you?
I wouldn't call it that. But I did enjoy it, although it had a rebus, as they usually do in on Thursdays.
Yes.
And once again, I could not figure out how to put it in so that the crossword would solve. So I did go to Wordplay, and I just read down far enough to see what you had to do to get it to solve. Mm-hmm. And so then I went back and redid all the rebuses, and it didn't solve.
Oh, no.
So then I had to find my mistake, and actually I had several.
Oh.
But I figured out what they were and did get it to solve in 1.5 hour. So I felt pretty good about that.
Okay. I'm not even going to say how long it took me to solve this crossword. Let's just say it was a finite amount of time. But that's all I'm willing to commit to, because I had the same problem with the rebus. And I was giving an exam, and while I was giving the exam, I had to choose between grading and working on the crossword, and I decided to work on the crossword.
Sure.
And
I'm sure your students appreciate that.
they couldn't tell. In any event, well, some of them may know now, I'm not, but hello, students. In any event, I was able to get it filled out, and you know, I just like you, there was some, I thought there was some mistake. I found a couple of places where I had to fix things, and then finally I left the exam and was talking to a student, and it's like, they've got these rebuses, and I looked at the rebus, and I'm like, I need a slash. I bet that's what I need. I put in the 4 slashes and it's solved. So about an hour, I think maybe an hour to solve the puzzle, an hour and a half to figure out I needed a slash. So
I don't even try to do them right anymore. I figure whatever I'm supposed to do, I will not do it. So I just go and see how I'm supposed to put it in. I know I've got it right, but I just, you know, if there's a certain way you have to put it in, then I don't know what that is. I never guess it right.
So listeners, for those of you who are learning about rebuses, that's a square where you have multiple letters in one square. And usually if there's a different rebus for going across and down, there's a slash in between them. And you put the across clue first and the down or the across letters first in the rebus, and then a slash, and then the letters that you need for the down direction. Why don't you talk about the theme, since this is so instrumental here?
Okay. Well, it had a physics theme. And the rebuses all had the same thing in them, and it was an E/MC. So it all revolved around the clue that ran right down the middle of the puzzle. Actually, two. One went down, one went across. 7 down. Expression of relativity depicted 5 times in this puzzle. Well, E/MC. And the answer to that was E=MC². And the MC was actually part of a rebus, because where it crossed at that MC, 36 across, was like some concepts in theoretical physics, and that was Einsteinium.
Yes.
So the E was the middle E in Einsteinium.
Yep.
So all about Einstein and E=MC². And so where the rebuses were, the E was the letter that was needed for the across clue. Like the first one was 20 across, certain soccer shot, and that was a header. And the first E was part of the rebus. And then going down at that junction was two down, bit of latex pool attire, and that was swim cap. And the M of swim and the C of cap went into the rebus. So you had the E of header and the MC of swim cap, all in one square with a
slash
mm-hmm. Separating the E from the MC.
Yes.
And you had to do that 5 times. And that was a challenge trying to find them. And so, you know, for a long time before I figured out what was going on, nothing was working in any place in the puzzle because the E/MCs were in each corner and one right in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was just like, why is nothing fitting here? So, but eventually I figured out what was going on and then it all kind of came together.
So which one did you figure out first?
Let me think. I can't remember. I think it was the swim cap. I think it was the one in the upper left corner.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't get it right away. I mean, I filled out other parts of the puzzle, and then I went back to that one and got the E. And then it's just all kind of fell together. So
right.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, yeah.
Yep.
I thought most of the clues were fair. The ones that I had real problems with, I have decided to label as unfair. the standard wordplay reaction. If I can't solve the crossword, I'm going to blame the author. No, I am not, because this was, I'm just kidding there, because this crossword by Sheldon Polonsky was really great. I mean, it was
good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I liked the fact that we sort of went back to relativity there. But I had, for me, the top right corner was a disaster initially. I just couldn't get, you know, they had like 10 across, title for Abraham in the Quran, and that was Imam, and I didn't know that initially, I think. 12, 13 down, the second degree ? That was Masters.
Yeah, that was a great clue, but it took me a long time to figure out Masters. And I'm like, oh, shoot, Master's degree, yeah. Sure. That is the second degree in college.
And another one in there that I had to struggle with, 27 across, word before and after, on, to, or by. And I'm, you know, I'm going through all these three-letter words because it was a three-letter answer. Turned out it was one.
Right. One by one. So one on one and one to one.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that took me a long time too.
And 18 across I thought was fascinating. One time extravaganza that included diving displays and water ballets. Aquacades.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. Yes. I've never heard of those. So, I mean, I remember when I was a little girl, we went to Florida and we saw, they just called it a water show. I don't think they called it an aquacade.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, so I've seen one of those, but I've heard of like ice capades.
Yes.
But I've never heard of aquacades.
That's why I was trying to figure out if that C, so 19 down, trig fig, I had it ending in OS, and so I figured it's got to be cosine. I mean,
yes, uh-huh.
But I was also like, well, maybe it's aquapades, but that did not work for me. Did you know 11 down, the 2020 Taylor Swift song with the lyric, "You'll poke that bear till her claws come out, mad woman"?
No, I did not know that was a song by Taylor Swift, "Mad Woman."
So how did you get that corner? Because that corner looks tough to me.
Well, I knew 16 across, so that helped a lot. That was actress Rooney. I knew that was Mara.
Right.
And I knew 23 across, Cambodia's Angkor Wat. So
oh, did
that.
You? Oh.
Yeah,
I
knew that.
I did not know Wat.
Yes. And so, and I kind of guessed that Abraham was Imam. And, of course, 10 down, blank big fan, I'm a.
Yes.
Was the answer there. So I had, you know, a fair amount of it. And then I just kind of, and once I got the theme figured out, 12 down, celebrity's red carpet companion, perhaps. And my first thought was Arm Candy, but I didn't have all the letters, and of course it wouldn't fit.
Mm-hmm.
But then I think once I got the Rebus figured out, I'm like, oh, it does fit. So
yes.
I got the Arm Candy in there, and then the rest just kind of fell into place.
Yeah, I in that still in that same area, 31 across, USN ranked below Captain. So I was playing around. So I had it ending with R because I knew Masters, and I'm like, is it Commander? And I thought, isn't that Commander above? But then I of course recalled Star Trek, and you have Captain Kirk and Commander Riker. So and he's below Kirk. So that was that's how I decided that. I decided Star Trek must be correct. So,
Well, I thought it was maybe Corporal because I had the C, but no, it turned out to be CMDR, Commander.
Right. So. Well, this was the clue was USN, so U.S. Navy. So,
right.
Do they? I'm so ignorant. Do they have corporals in?
I have no idea. I really have no idea. They have admiral. No, maybe not. I don't know.
No, they definitely have. They have admiral. They have at least at some point they used to have commodore. So
right.
But okay. Let's see here. All right. So I think that is probably it for today. A great and challenging crossword.
Makes
me worry about Fridays, but we'll deal with that when it comes up. So thanks, everyone, for listening. Remember, if you haven't entered our Triplet Tuesday contest, there's still time. And
go listen to Tuesday's podcast and play along.
Yep, precisely. And that is it for today. Thanks, everyone, for listening. We'll be back again with our cutting-edge analysis of tomorrow's crossword tomorrow.
Bye-bye.